8:15 on your Tuesday morning, and there's been a cracking tune that we have been playing here on Triple M. It's been going down very well. It's a song that you've heard before. It's a cover. It's by the Droughtbreakers, and it's called Rain. Of course, the original way back in the day is by Drag, and a bloke behind the song texted me yesterday and said, Shawnee, you know I'm from up this way. He joins me right now. Scott Darlow, good morning.
Hey, brother. How you going?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Oh, I'm going awesome.
Before we get into the song, I am curious how it all came about. Your texty, was it a text or an email to me yesterday? I can't remember what it was. It's like, Shawnee,
yeah.
You know, and I love the fact you dropped it in the first sentence. You know I'm a premiership footballer from up that way.
Well, you know, here's the deal, mate. Usually what I do is I introduce anything that I do with premiership hero. Rumbler, premiership hero.
Premiership hero. What year was that?
And every time, 98. But every time I say that, my cousins all just look at me and go, mate, you're gammon, you're kidding yourself. Getting kicked in the face doesn't make you a hero, cuz.
So was that the end of the footy career? Did you go out in Ohio or did you play for up?
No, it should have been the start. But I broke my leg shortly after really badly. I shattered the tibial plateau. So it was over before it began.
And let's talk about Droughtbreakers, Rain. I will play a little snippet of it right now, and then you can explain how it all came about. Quite catchy. I like it. I like the original, and I like that one right there. You can buy it right now on iTunes for $2.19. All the proceeds going towards the Buy a Bale campaign. Scotty, tell me, how did it come about?
So I was having a coffee with Mike Fitzpatrick, who's the head of content for Triple M nationally.
Yep.
And he's from Bathurst originally. My mum is just, she's been living at a farm in Bathurst. She's had a farm out in Bathurst for the last decade, and so she just sold it earlier this year. And look, if you've been up that way, you know how dry it is. And so we're just having a yarn, and he's from there and sort of trying to just think of what we could do. And he had the idea. He turned around and he said, Darla, get in the studio and record this, you know, this song, and get a few mates on it, and we'll smash it, and all proceeds can go to help farmers.
That's so awesome.
I'd love to take all the credit, but it was actually Fitzy's idea.
No, that's Fitzy's idea, but you've kind of, you've helped him for sure. Tell us, when you say you've got some mates on it, who's on it?
So I've got Sarah McLeod from the Super Jesus, and Jack Jones, who used to be in a band called Southern Sons, and Adam Brand, who's the best bloke in country music. And we actually got Todd Hunter, who wrote the song.
Cool.
So Todd, initially it was just sort of get his blessing, and once he said he was into the version, I said, well, look, mate, we need a bass track. What do you reckon?
It is a little bit different at the end as well. I heard it. Actually, I was driving in Melbourne last Friday night, and Triple M down there were playing it, and I noticed at the end it's a little bit different with... Is it Bring the Rain? Is that right?
Bring the Rain. Yeah, so the last minute, it's actually the last minute of the song, so it's a fairly significant portion of the song, but essentially it's a song that we're trying to use to raise money because of a drought, and yet the lyric in the main song is, you know, don't you go out in the rain. So initially Fitz was like, well, mate, change the lyrics, and I just, for me, mate, I'm a purist, and I just reckon you can't go messing around with great songs to that degree of changing the chorus. You've got to leave them as they are, And so the alternative was Sarah McLeod and I sort of sat in a room, and look, she's a great songwriter, and I've written a lot of songs, and we sort of said, well, let's write something that makes this issue a bit more pertinent within the lyrics. So that was sort of how the ending came about.
Yeah, it's very appropriate too. Obviously, the title of the song is called Rain. Rain is what they need up there. Did you kind of like think for a minute, oh no, maybe we can write something there, or did this jump out at you straight away and think, you know what, we're going to do this?
As in the ending or just the song in general?
Oh, the song in general, yeah.
Yeah, oh look, I think when the big dog Fitz tells you to do something, you actually do it, because he's probably the most powerful man in radio. But look, it's a great cause, and you know, look, as you said, man, I've got connections up there in Shep, and anyone who's been to the bush knows that the great thing about being Australian, or anyone who's stepped on an aeroplane, even the great thing about being Australian is that we help our mates, you know. And the reality of this is that, you know, I heard this terrible story the other day that apparently the government have got, like, heaps and heaps of hay bales at the docks waiting to go overseas to meet trade quotas.
Yeah, I've read
You know, we sit here and hope that the government will do the right thing, but often, mate, let's be honest, often they don't. So we've got to get past this mentality of, oh, somebody else will do it. It's a bit like when you did play footy, you know, if you want to influence result, you just go and get the footy yourself. Or, mate, we want to influence the drought, we've got to just do something about it ourselves. So, you know, the great thing about this song is all proceeds, the publishing, the royalties, everything's going to farmers. And my hope, actually, to be honest with you, Shawnee, is that when people hear it, even if they've donated already, it's just a bit of a reminder, hey, you know what, I can get on Buy a Bale and kick another $5 in.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yep. And you can just buy the... I mean, look, let's face it, a lot of people stream music this way these days, but you can buy the song, just go to your iTunes. It's $2.19. It is going to the Buy Bail campaign. And like you said, it might actually... Some people might hear it and go, you know what, I could probably afford another $5 or $10. It's a great thing that you guys are doing. I'm going to play it for... We're going to go to a break, but I'll play the song for you next here in Triple M. Been speaking to Scott Darlow. You're doing fantastic work. I'm glad you caught up and had that coffee with Fitzy because it's doing great things. You can buy the song right now on iTunes for $2.19. Scott Darlow.
So cheap. Hey, Johnny, can I just say...
You can say what you want.
Go, mate.
Yeah, go.
I said big shout-out to all the mob at Rumbalara and all my Yorta Yorta family up there and... Thank you, everybody who supported the song and bought it. And if you haven't, get online and buy it. And thanks for all your support. Appreciate it.
Brilliant. No worries, Scott. If you've just joined us, you can catch up on this conversation later on as well. Don't forget through the Triple M app or at triplem.com.au. That new song, it's the Drought Breakers. It's called Rain. I'm going to play it for you after this on Triple M.